Random House Audio presents Wallflower at the Orgy by Nora Ephron. Read for you by Kate Amazer. Preface. Wallflower at the Orgy, my first collection, was published in 1970. It contains the first group of articles I sold to magazines after I left the New York Post, where I was a reporter for 5 years. I don't think anything could have better prepared me for magazine writing than those years at the Post, though not for the reasons you might suspect. The Post was a terrible newspaper in the era I worked there, and everyone knew it. As a result, those of us who worked for the Post were treated far more shabbily than reporters for other newspapers. It was often extremely difficult to get an interview with whomever you were writing about, and if you did get an interview, it often took place at the end of the day, after the subject was exhausted from hours of interviews with reporters from more important media outlets. I remember, in my years at the Post, reading the Arts and Leisure section of the Sunday New York Times and wondering why the reporters for that section were able to spend entire days with subjects I could barely get in to see. It never crossed my mind that it might have more to do with the clout of the publication involved than with the charm of the reporter. But the point is this. I was better off with my 45 minutes because I was forced to report around the subject. I learned to go through the clips, find the names of people from the subject's past, hunt them up in old telephone books, track them down, and pull out anecdotes they knew. What I'm saying may seem obvious, but one of the things that stuns me is how seldom reporters do this. The standard magazine profile these days seems to be written after a